I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party! Smooth,
gentlemen, mood. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I don't know what you mean. What does roll out mean? Okay.
Roll out by rolling out.
Roll out. Roll Producer out, Aaron just said, come on, let's roll out the podcast. Let's roll out the podcast. And this idiot, do it. Come on, roll it. Roll. You're rolling. Roll. You've got to be.
Speaking of the podcast, welcome to it.
Yeah.
It's obviously the second last day of school for us. We're on a week of holidays after this.
Exhibit B. Oh,
sorry, Rach. I think I might have given you, like, I might have torn you an ACL or something when I hit you.
We're on, guys.
Oh God.
Are we?
I'm in storying.
I was just paying Margot because I nicked her lamps when I saw them on the back of her Insta story.
How much did you pay for those lamps?
$150. For
total,
both. What
that's
a bargain.
Amazing.
I'm going to start scabbing things out of the background of people's homes more often.
I had a fight with someone on Gumtree.
Why?
They were just aggressive in their manner. And I was like, I'm giving you money.
Tell me, like, can you talk me through it? What happened?
Well, this is the mirror that you're picking up today me. FYI, also, does anyone have $5? Because I'm $5 I've just realised I've got $45.
Is that what you said to the woman on Gumtree?
No,
were you like, have you got $5?
I barked her down from 65 to 50.
Mm.
But she was getting shirty because she's currently in France, of all places, I don't know, holidaying. And she was just like, I'm in France. Like, I can't keep going back and forth. And I was like, we've had 3 exchanges. And how about you don't put your number if you're in France? Like,
I mean, the thing
to someone
is,
else. It's her
I mean,
parents'
it's a
house,
classic
by the way.
French example, because the French are up themselves fully.
20, 45. Does anyone, can anyone spot me a fiver?
Speaking of France, what's it actually like living there, Sarah?
I have travelled to France.
Oh, yeah. She has.
I have. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. I wouldn't live in Paris. I think Paris was grossly overrated, personally. But I would go for some of the countryside areas.
There's something about the French people.
Yeah. They're just a bit hoity-toity, a bit full of themselves.
Definitely.
It's very similar to people from Bundaberg. Like, it's really on par. If I could pick 2 places, like the French and the Bundabergians.
The Bergens.
The
Bergens. Or the Bergens, like in the Trolls. Bergens. That's pretty much what it's like, actually.
Do they have moss growing on them?
Yes, I did. I've shaken mine off, but yes.
No. Anyway, I'm going to have coffee with my mother-in-law this morning.
France
and I'm
has...
going to buy an artificial plant. I'm doing it.
Do you know what France has that nobody else has, I think? Are they
proper
those beautiful
baguettes.
Outdoor markets?
Yes.
You know, the produce, the cheese, the chunks of cheese.
Do you know I used to push Remy in a pram when he was an infant? Are you right with this bloody arrow?
Can you
Producer
close...
Producer Aaron, you guys can go to our Instagram.
Can you close phone box?
Sarah,
every day. Every single
day. It doesn't
day.
Work.
As your mouse.
Sarah, you can sit here then next term. It doesn't work. It never works.
Just pull the plug. Pull the whole thing out.
Do not pull the plug. Do not
control.
Pull the plug.
No, no.
You're sitting here next term. We're changing desks.
Fine.
I'm going to sit there.
I don't want to sit next to your crappy Meryl Streep photo. That'll have to come down. I can't have that hanging over my head. Like, people think I drew that.
Just an idea here.
No, I've signed it.
Can we do a last day of term show special tomorrow?
Can we?
That's a good idea.
Well, it's only last day of term in some...
No, but for us, it's the last day of the show's
term. Sarah,
don't
be so literal.
It's the last day of term. Last day of
school. Last day of term. What's a school-related song?
School's
out for
the summer. Wow, that's probably the flattest tone I've ever heard a collective of people singing. You know what? We should start pub choir. School's out for... Lee's come in. You're the deep. For...
You know, when we went to pub choir, which is, I don't know if you guys know what pub choir is, but you go to a pub and you sing like a choir. And Sarah made me go stand with the men.
Because they divide the crowd into men, high women, low women. And
you're a low woman.
I went into low women and course. We just stood on the brink of the men group so that Lise could sing with them.
It's true. It's, I was lower than some of the men.
And every time
there.
She'd try and join in with my lyrics, but this isn't you. Wait your turn.
What is this song? Is this High School Musical?
Yes.
I still haven't seen it, Aaron.
You're a joke of a human.
Yeah, but I can't find it anywhere.
My girls are into Descendants.
That looks interesting. That?
Yes, kind of like a High School Musical, but for the children of superheroes.
Okay.
Or villains. But okay. High School Musical, I think I need to download that.
Where
and
do
get...
you download it from? Is it free?
I don't know. Well, I don't think so.
It can be, but it shouldn't be.
Can you download it for us? Because I've checked on Netflix. I've checked on Stan.
Don't ask him to do illegal activity. He's not it.
I've got a kiosk. I've checked the kiosks.
To be honest, I probably got it at home.
Great.
I'm right into a musical.
Can you also bring me Hunger Games?
When we get our TV, can you come over and set up the smart television for us?
She'll pay you. Will you pay him?
Yes. I've got a McCafe voucher floating around here somewhere that I can give you.
Pay him properly.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your hourly rate for a friend?
For a friend? Do you want the friend?
Okay,
no,
right.
That's not
for
your
me.
Rate. Yes.
I could see that coming. All right.
It's an inflated rate.
Let's,
Sarah.
Let's make ours work. Here's our show.
Scotty is here, by the way. He just gave himself
He walked out. He rolled out. Here's the show. Here's the show. I've said it three times. Yes, you are. Well, we need a swear jar for you. You've said the F word. You've said the shit word.
I've got itchy eyebrows. It's been 5 days. I can't handle it anymore.
What are we doing? Are we wrapping it up now?
You're still talking. Okay. You haven't given me a clear out.
What more of a clear out do you need? I've said it 6 times now. Here's today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Ooh, here we are.
What an opening, Sarah. A yawn.
Oh, no,
what respect for our listeners who are equally awake.
Don't let in on the fact that I was just coming off the back of a yawn. I'm here. Be grateful.
Sorry, Sarah. We're keeping you up, mate.
Yes. Hey, how's this for a spelling mistake and not doing your job properly? There's a Boeing 777 in the Hong Kong-based airline Cathay Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't spell Pacific correctly. Specifically.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they spell it specific?
They missed the F blazoned on the side of the huge plane. So it just read Cathay Pacique.
Pacique.
Or Pacique, however you want to say it. How's that
so
for...
So they're missing the F.
You know how many people's hands have to go through jobs like that?
How does that happen?
And they've got these huge stencils to put an F in, just missed it totally.
Totally.
Can
miss
I
it.
Tell you, I thought the name of that aeroplane for a very long time, or that airline for
yes.
an age, was Cathay Pacific, which I thought sounded quite lovely for
that
air
does.
Travel.
Sounds like a hybrid of like, you know, like Nescafe's little brother or something.
Yes,
you know?
Or somewhere that'd take me straight to New Caledonia.
Oh, whatever. What I love is that Cathay Pacific took the mickey out of themselves and put it up on their own Twitter. Like they put
yes,
those photos up, which I think is the best possible way to treat errors like this because
yes.
it shows a good sense of humour and people can laugh along and then all of a sudden you've got great PR. Genius!
What mistakes do we need to make today to own up to?
I mean, everyone spells my name Lisa, so there you go. I'm
fine. Love when we go and get a coffee. So when we order a takeaway coffee, Liz can't even be bothered explaining her name to the baristas.
Nope.
She just, when they say, what name will I put it under? You just say Liz.
Yes.
One day you're going to be well known enough and people will say, hey,
no.
hey, your name's not Liz, you're Liz. And that will be a day for the record books.
That's
for you, my friend.
That's the stuff dreams are made of.
They'll write on your coffee, Liz and Sarah.
And Sarah!
I cannot handle what your kids call their grandparents, Liz. I've never heard grandparent names like it. Now, I thought I was unusual growing up because we called one of my grandmothers Nano.
Oh, I like that. And it sounds like an iPod.
I thought that was unusual. Okay.
Okay.
But then
that's that's tame in my books.
It absolutely is.
Well, it's just that my eldest son is the first of the run of grandchildren, right? And he is an oddball. He always has since the day he was
said
born.
Said with a mother's love. Said, with,
said
a mother's
with a mother's love.
Love.
I love how you know, left of field he is. And he named both sets of grandparents, and what he delivered to them, they are now stuck with because it's just like these, you know, like nicknames. You just, someone comes up with them and then they stick.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's do your parents first.
Okay, so my parents.
Remember, people, they're French.
Well, they are French, so it has to have a French
inflection
twang to it. Okay, so my kid's grandmother is called Maminique. Because her name's Nicole.
Yes.
So that's
so
cute.
In Australian, it's like Mama Nick.
Yes.
I thought that Mama Nick was the French word for grandmother.
No. That is just
like Monique. You know?
No. It's
Mama Nick, and then your dad.
So dad is called Babbo.
Like the elephant show from the 80s. Yes.
No, that wasn't. Was
Babba.
It? That was Babba, you twits. This is Babbo.
What does that mean?
Nothing. It means bloody nothing. He just came up with it and it's stuck, Babbo. Okay, so that he goes by Babbo.
It's so weird.
On
okay.
my in-laws'
oh, now
side.
This is what blows my mind. Blows.
So my in-laws are Aussie. Dane's parents, Aussie, through and through. So my father-in-law is Poe, like the panda, like Jack Black. In Kung Fu Panda.
Just P.O.
And he hadn't even watched Kung Fu Panda at this point. He just decided that Poe was going to be Poe. And my mother-in-law
is... Oh, here we go. Wait for it. Wait for the drop.
Manya.
Oh. Manya.
Yeah.
Manya.
Manya.
And your mother-in-law is like the sweetest lady.
Very sophisticated, very, very attractive mature age woman, Manya.
I've never...
She hated it.
But that doesn't even sound remotely like...
Well, it does. When
grandma
you think, it does.
Or
see, this
nana.
Is the thing. We were like, grandma, and he couldn't say it and became Manya. Now, my mother-in-law hated it at first. She was like, oh, God, why does he keep saying that? Make it stop.
Yeah.
And then it just wouldn't stop.
Oh, you're an
and
enabler.
And now she owns it. Now she just lives her life as Manya, and she is loud and proud about it.
Didn't they have like a, I want to be called this when I'm a grandparent?
No, see, that's where they went wrong. And that's what I want to know on 131060. Do you have a name for your grandparents that's unusual, or have you already thought about what you want to be called as a grandparent? Because some people do set out and go, you kid, you're born now, this is who I am.
Oh, yeah, my mum didn't give them a choice.
Okay, so what
Nana.
She's Nana.
Yep, okay. That's it. And my dad's just granddad, Nana okay. and granddad, that's it. There was none of this Manya business going on. They didn't get a choice. Nothing.
One of my friends, like all of his kids tell their kids, his name's Grandad, yeah, but yeah. He insists they call him Papa Russ.
Oh, that's
his name's
cool.
Russell. So, no, it's Papa Russ.
Papa
he wants to be
that's
the cool.
cool.
But, yeah, he wants to be the cool.
One of my friends is half Russian, and I always thought, I mean, I know they're the Russian names, but Bubba and Jeddah, I always thought were the coolest names for
but
grandparents.
There are some really, really cool grandparent nicknames. There's some great ones. I want to hear them. I want to hear
my
them if you've already mapped it out.
My dad was Far, which I like grandfather.
Oh.
So Far, which I really like.
That is cool.
Okay. Yeah. What's the unique or cool or different name that your grandparents have or that you're going to insist that you have as a grandparent?
Can you beat Lisa's family? Can you beat Manya,
Bubble,
Poe, Maminique, and Bobo?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Yes, gosh, the phones have blown up. I'm guessing there's a lot of you out there with quirky grandparent names. This is because Lisa's kids call their four grandparents Manya, Poe, Maminique, and
Babbo.
I thought my grandmother Nano was a unique name, and then I met Lise. I was like, oh, that was nothing.
And it's all because that my parents and my in-laws never selected their names prior to the arrival of these children. So my eldest son Remy just decided that he was going to dish out names willy-nilly,
yep,
and they've stuck.
Whatever a little toddler's speech impediment was,
that's
just
correct.
Stuck. Dom.
That is correct.
Dom, 131060, grandparent names. What have you got for us?
Yeah, so I've grown up with a Polish background, so when my parents sat us down with our grandparents, you're supposed to say babcia in Polish as grandma,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't say that, so we ended up saying bubble.
Bubble.
That's cute. So, yeah. Like, you just called her bubble your whole life?
Yeah, so, yeah, bubble. So, B-A-B-O-O, so bubble. Yeah.
Oh, babu. That's cute.
That is super
cute.
See,
I feel like I want to climb. See, the different backgrounds are so interesting.
But you're not.
I've got nothing. Can I claim one? Can I claim an exotic or ethnic background?
No, you cannot.
Simone.
Not exotic. Sarah's from North Queensland. So.
No, I am not. Thank you. Simone on 131060. Interesting grandparent names in your family?
Yeah, my mum, she refused to be called Nana or grandmother, so she wanted to be called Lala. And it's stuck ever since. So she's our Lala.
That's cute too.
That's like one of the Tombly boots. Isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it? What are those weird looking freaky characters with like TVs on their bellies?
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Lala was a Teletubby.
My nephew could never say Sarah when he was little. He used to call me Yaya.
Oh, that's cute.
But then he grew out of it, which was a shame.
Why don't you
Yaya.
Have that as your grandparent name? There you go.
Joe, round us out here on 131060. What grandparent names do you have in your family that are a little bit different?
Well, I actually chose mine when our first grandson came.
Okay.
Smart.
I'm an early 50, so I'm far too young to be called Grandma or Nana.
Yes, okay. You are, Jo.
So I chose Lolly.
Oh!
And my husband is Pop, so together it's Lollipop.
Oh my God, Jo.
You've just become my new grandmother hero. That is
any day I'll have you two. You're gorgeous.
Jo, can you be the official grandmother of the show?
Yes.
I'd love to be. Oh my God. Please don't tease me like that.
Great. We've got our own Grandma Lolly.
Okay, Grandma Lolly, you're on. You are on like Donkey Kong.
I'm on like Flynn, girls.
Okay, put a star next
put
to Jo's name
She's
in
Lolly.
The call register. And whenever Jo comes through, we know we've got
if
advice
we need
from Lolly.
Advice from a mature age
mm-hmm.
woman, Lolly's our gal.
That's it.
Okay.
It's happening. Wow, what a win out of that phone chat. Yes. We've been adopted, Lise. We've been adopted by a call.
It's the warm and fuzzies.
Yeah. I'm angry.
Lise and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, come into our safe little radio space where you can unleash the things that have been annoying you over the past week.
Yes.
The little things.
Just the little things in life where you just go, ugh.
For instance,
like that, just like that.
Me listening to Lise sing and dance to John Bon Jovi in that break.
It's the greatest song of all time.
If she could have put a handbag down and danced around in the middle and clapped her hands, she would have.
There would have to be a viral video out there of someone dancing like Lise at a Bon Jovi concert.
Guys, I was still in my chair.
Going, oh, how embarrassing.
If ever you think you've turned over into mum dancing, exhibit A to my right.
Oh, okay, can we move on from this? Because I want to hear some of the triggers from last week.
Okay.
When you go to open a can of Coke and the little lid bit snaps off and the Coke doesn't open.
Triggered.
I just heard the lady on the radio earlier say Palmer, not a pump. I think it's like a slip thing, but the inebriated term, I always call it a pummy.
Me too. Kaylee, I'm with you.
Triggered.
Oh, this one goes out to my mother. She has a personalised number plate of her own first name, so why would you? You know, you're getting a bit of road rage and people know your name.
Triggered.
So what have you got, Lise?
Well, I know. Look, I don't know.
No, take your time.
You know when you get to the fuel stop, to the fuel station, but you park your car on the wrong side to where the Bowser bit is?
Yeah.
But you think that at this point I'd know, but I don't.
Do you persist and try and get the Bowser to reach across to the other side of the car? Because that's the worst.
Yeah, no, I do the reversey and then I reset.
Isn't there a little arrow?
Yeah, I know.
That shows you
there
what side
is,
it's on.
Scott.
She's a slow learner. Okay.
131060, what are the little things that have irritated you this week? What's got you triggered this week?
Can I give another example before we go to calls? Okay. So I made my beds during the week. Do you think after 20-odd years of making my own bed or longer, I would be able to get the fitted sheet on the first time. Never.
Never.
Never happened. The width is never right for the length.
You put the width on for the length and the length on for the width. I know. I'm picking
Nothing
up what you're putting
irritates
down.
Me more.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, remember, we're not wanting to hear about the big things. We don't want to hear about what the PM's doing or what's going wrong in society. We want the little tiny things that are just
the minutiae.
Minutiae.
That is a word that triggers me.
Bailey on 131060, what's triggered you this week?
For me, there is nothing worse than when you walk all the way out to your car to get something out of your car or put something in your car and your car's locked and you haven't got your keys on you.
Oh, that's
I mean,
the worst,
how
Bailey.
How far
I'm with
do you walk, Bailey, from the car? Are we talking 2 metres or are we talking 20 metres?
At my house, I've got like a deck and then there's like a runway down, so it's at least 15, 20 metres.
Oh, Bailey, I'm so sorry. Because, you know, I feel you. I do that all the time. I'm like, the car's open. I've pressed the little unlock doobie whacker and then I get there and
you've
in that
got,
time,
you've
it's
got,
locked itself.
You've got... Oh. And you've got 20 steps to walk down
do.
As well.
I don't like walking.
Your poor knees.
I know. Jackie.
Jackie. Tell me.
Do you feel the same? Does that trigger you?
You know what? Now that I think about it, yes.
Triggered.
Can't get you off my mind. Okay, Jackie. You called for a different triggered. What is your triggered for this week?
Well, I work in industrial production, so my office is right off a factory floor. So every time I walk into the office in the morning, I'll grab a pen. Literally all the workers will steal my pen, and it just, it does like it.
Jackie, do you know what I'm looking at right now? I'm looking at an empty paper cup that our producer filled with pens for us
and they're
2 weeks
Jackie.
Ago. There would have been 15 in there.
There's
They've
one
been
in
nicked.
There. I'm placing a couple back in.
I'm looking at you, Scotty McDonald. You've got pen thief written all over you.
This has nothing to do with me.
Let's go to Adam on 131060. Adam, what's got you triggered?
Good morning, girls. How you going?
Good.
You know when you go out, you're out about, I don't know, say you're at a cafe or whatever, and you order your food and your chips come with your meal, right? And then the person next to you is like, oh, no. We're not. I'm not hungry, but they end up eating half your meal anyway.
Oh, I mean, why are you going out with seagulls, Adam? Okay?
But I mean, that is how I live my life, though, Adam. I do that to my husband all the time. I'm like, I don't eat carbs. I don't want your filthy chips. Neck minute.
Let alone your husband. You do it with me.
I do,
you
but
always
you are pretty
force
much
me
like my husband. To,
we have a very codependent relationship. But I hate that you always nick my food when we're out. And I tell you straight to your face
you
and
do.
You still hook in. Your greasy little mitts are on my chips. So I feel for Adam. I really do.
I do feel for Adam too.
Did we ascertain if anybody else in this studio has $5? I'm looking at Rach. She's doing work experience. Have you got... You have to pay for the privilege of being here. Lisa's got to pick up a mirror.
You. Do Great. You? Can I pay you back tomorrow? Can I transfer $5 into your account?
No. I think I might have coinage. I'll go raid my girls' piggy banks. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but how annoying. I'm sorry.
It is annoying, but at least you recognise it.
I do recognise
it. As a significant
it.
Character flaw that we all have to deal with at 5 a.m. in the morning. All right. I really need to get into The Bachelor.
Yes,
so
we need
can
to
we,
do it.
Can
I'm
we
pulling
hop
up my
on
notes.
Over and start talking The Badger's Den?
Hold on. Oh, God, where are my notes? Hold on. 8 girls left. There we go.
Wow.
All right, let's do it. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.